Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
In this fast-paced world, how can two busy women generate enough content to fill their weekly podcast? The answer is simple: by dabbling in the dark arts. Each week, armed only with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a complete disregard for the safety of their own souls, Charlie and Zoe conduct a mind-bending seance, recording conversations from the beyond for your entertainment. This is Seance Cast. Episode 2, The Park.
Welcome to Seance Cast. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zoe. And can I start by saying, I don't know why we're here and I'm not happy about it. I specifically said only indoor locations when it's dark. Safety first.
It's just a local park. There's nowhere safer than a local park at night.
That's not true, actually. More than 60 people a year get stabbed in British parks.
Zoe, what did we say about murder stats?
Only share them if they're funny.
You're just scared of the park because you didn't grow up in the city like me. I'm a city slicker. The park is my kingdom. The swing set is my throne. And this bench is where I gave my first hand job.
You could have told me that before I sat down. Why couldn't we have just gone to a nice spooky library? All the otherworldly activity, plus central heating and the opportunity to learn.
Because I checked the local park chat message board and it seems like there's been a lot of unusual activity happening here recently. Mysterious encounters?
The only thing I want to encounter right now is my own bed and a warm cup of cocoa.
Why would your bed be in the park?
Oh, just forget about it. Let's set up the Ouija board so we can get out of here.
As ever, Ouija boards aren't just for contacting ghosts and ghouls. We're also going to listen out for ethereal broadcasts from far-flung planets and alternate realities. And every time we make contact, you'll hear this sound.
Shall we do the incantation?
Visions from dimensions dark, we summon you here to this park. But mind you don't sit by this tree, it's where the dogs all go to pee.
Episode 187 of the Deathbed Confessions Podcast. I'm Liberty Weems, and today I'm at the Texas High Security Prison, where I'll be interviewing notorious serial killer Jeffrey Parker from his deathbed. I'm out of breath because I missed the bus, and now I'm late.
This week, we're hearing the deathbed confession of terminally ill murderer Jeffrey Parker, who has finally agreed to reveal where his victims are buried. This will come as huge relief to the grieving families, bringing them much-needed closure after many, many years. Jeffrey, why now?
I just want to do what's right before I die. You'll find the first one I buried
in. A word from our sponsors! This week we're brought to you by MyRectangle.com. Everyone needs a personal website, and at MyRectangle.com, they have all the tools and resources you need to build yours.
I only told the police about 6 killings, but in truth, there are actually 13. I still remember every single one.
I'm sorry, I haven't actually finished. It's a little rude.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just the ads fund the podcast, so they're kind of important, you know?
Right. We don't get many podcasters in here, so...
Yeah. Well, whether you're an artist who's getting their big break or a hand model looking to display 10 of your best assets, MyRectangle.com is the perfect place for you.
I can't breathe. I see a light. God, is that you?
No, not yet. Look, I've got to finish the ad. Simply use the offer code DEATHDEAL at the checkout. Receive 15% off with your purchases with our website. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm coming home, Mama.
No, wait. Where are the bodies, Jeffrey? I gotta stop taking the bus. Ugh, this park is so gross. Litter everywhere. People really should think more about the environment.
I agree. I basically only use reusable stuff. I haven't bought a new toothbrush for 6 years. And I keep all my money in an old crisp packet. It's like David Attenborough always says. Actually, I can't remember what he says exactly, but it's broadly pro-planet.
Yeah, I've heard that's his shtick.
The city's got everything the countryside has. You just need to know where to look for it.
What about sheep?
You don't even like sheep. You told me you think their eyes are shifty.
Yeah, but I think that about you, and we still hang out all the time.
You just need to get into it. Close your eyes, relax, try to absorb it.
I can't relax, it's too noisy.
La Symphonie de la Cité. You pay for that in a concert hall.
I don't think they'd take your cheese and onion tenors, mate.
Did anyone order a pizza? A delivery guy just handed me this extra large pepperoni, then ran away.
Oh, I'll eat it. I'm starving.
No, hang on. It's not ours.
Someone might be out looking for it.
It's not a missing child. Besides, it's getting cold. I say we just eat it.
Yeah, me too. Two against one. Pass it here.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
What? Come on, mate.
You fell for my trap. I am the Pizza Morality Goblin, here to tempt the weak-willed with stuffed crust and stringy cheese. This double pepperoni was a test of your restraint. You did not pay for it, and yet you feasted upon it. For this immoral act, you will spend eternity repenting in a fiery hell.
I told you not to eat it.
Hang on, you sent us this pizza.
Yes.
So you paid for it then?
Well, no.
Did you at least give the driver a tip?
I'm a goblin. I don't own a wallet. Anyway, you're missing the point. It's a test, and you fail.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem very moral either. Those Deliveroo guys work really hard, sometimes for less than minimum wage on zero-hour contracts.
Stop trying to change the subject. This isn't about me.
And what about a restaurant? They probably have, like, really tight profit margins. Why not use a big chain restaurant?
How do you think Pizza Express went into administration? That's right, the Pizza Morality Goblins.
So, what happens when people don't eat the pizzas?
They pass the test.
And the pizza itself?
Well, it goes in the bin, I guess. I never really thought about it.
So you don't care about food waste, then? Did you know that more than 6 million tons of food is thrown away in the UK every year?
That's really not my department. I'm just the Pizza Morality Goblin.
I don't know, man. All this Pizza Morality Goblin stuff, it seems pretty problematic, to be honest.
Things aren't always that clear cut. You've got to approach ethical debates with nuance.
Well, okay, I guess. You have given me a lot to think about.
Look, Pizza Morality Goblin, why don't you just take a slice and bounce? Then tomorrow, we'll give a tenner to a homeless person. We'll get some karma moving.
Yeah, I'll show myself out. Sorry about this whole thing. Enjoy the pizza.
No worries,
thank
it's all
you.
Good.
See ya.
Oh, someone's left a huge brick of cocaine on the doorstep. There must be some other morality goblins working in this area. I'll just get rid of it, shall I?
Oh, no, that's for me. I sell drugs to kids.
Where did you get that beer?
From those teenagers?
Are you seriously getting alcohol from underage kids?
What? It's only illegal the other way around.
We shouldn't be drinking anyway. We could become another gruesome park statistic at any moment.
Yeah, one in two people need to chill out a bit.
Nathan, honey, which cereal do you want? The reduced sugar muesli or the high fibre muesli?
I hate muesli. Why can't I have real cereal?
What do we say about sugary cereals, Nathan?
Sugary cereals melt your brain.
Today it's golden nuggets.
Tomorrow it's crack cocaine. But it's not fair.
Life isn't fair. But trust me, it's for the best. Now, I'm going to go and get the rest of the shopping, and by the time I come back, I want to see a healthy breakfast choice in that trolley.
Psst! Nathan! Who said that?
Down here! On the bottom shelf, it's me! Tasty Tim!
You're on a cereal box, but you're alive.
It's a sort of life, yes, but I'm trapped here. I need a little boy like you to set me free.
How do I do that?
By having a tasty breakfast. And then we trade places and you're trapped in the box forever instead of me.
What was that?
Nothing!
My mum says Tasty Tims are full of sugar.
Oh, don't listen to your idiot mum. Breakfast can be fun. What's so bad about a bit of sugar?
Well, it can lead to long-term health problems.
That's just what they want you to think.
Who?
The government. Big Muesli runs this town. The sugar lobby doesn't stand a chance. Fight the man. Take me home with you.
And then you and I will switch places and you'll be stuck in this box forever.
What was that?
Nothing!
I want to take you home, but Mum won't let me. She hates junk food.
Oh dear! Sounds like she's been brainwashed by big government too. They're controlling her with the sugar lie and now she wants to control you.
I guess I could hide you in the bottom of the trolley. She probably wouldn't notice.
Hey! That sounds like a great idea. Imagine the other great ideas you'd have if you pumped that big brain of yours full of sugar!
Yeah, you're right. Come on, let's go.
Oh no, he's back. Security! Security! Tasty Tim's after another kid.
Run for it, Nathan! Stuff me down your trousers!
Not so fast, son. Hand the box over.
Nathan, what's happening?
I'm sorry, Mum. I'm afraid your son has been approached by an extremely dangerous serial character, hoping to gain his freedom and trap your son forever. Didn't you see the sign that said don't leave kids unattended in the cereal aisle?
Nathan, I can't believe you'd be so foolish to mess with sugary cereal. Not after what happened to your brothers. Snap, crackle and pop.
Can you hear that? It sounds like an animal in pain.
Yeah, the mic's picking it up too. I think it's coming from behind that tree.
I'm going to go have a look. Hey there, little beastie. Are you hurt?
Do you mind?
Oh my God, it's people. Naked people.
Put your knob away, Jeremy. The fun police have arrived.
I'm not the fun police. I'm very fun. This all looks incredibly fun.
Sorry, we're recording a podcast. Can you keep it down a bit?
Don't worry, it's down now.
Podcasters, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You're a scourge on society.
They get a kick out of doing it in public. I remember when conversations were private. Those were the days.
Disgusting. I didn't even think it was possible for two women to make a podcast. I'm reporting this to the local council.
Yeah. Shoo! Go on, shoo! Get out of it!
Come on, Zoe. Let's just go and finish up in those bushes.
Filthy.
This restaurant's very fancy.
I wanted to book somewhere really special for our anniversary.
The menu is a bit unusual. Does everything contain worms?
No. There's also grubs, caterpillars and oh, look, the slugs.
I guess climate change does mean that we all need to become comfortable with sustainable sources of protein.
Sir, madam, can I get you something to drink?
I suppose you're going to tell me you only have worm beer.
Gavin!
No, I understand. You're driving. I'll get you a worm soda.
I'll have a glass of the Sauvin Worm Blanc.
Perfect. Are you ready to order food?
Yeah, I'll have grubs to start and then a main of the worms.
I'll have that too.
Great. I'll go and eat those dishes now.
Hang on. Why's she eating our meal?
I told you. This is a bird restaurant.
What?
A bird restaurant. The waiter eats the food and then regurgitates it into your mouth. It's gourmet.
Janice, no. What did we say about concept dining?
Madam. Would you like to taste the wine?
Oh, yes, please.
This isn't right.
Oh, don't listen to him. It's lovely. He just prefers red wine.
Also, I've brought your bread. Brown or white?
White, please.
Butter?
Why not?
Oh, my... Oh, no. Oh, no, this is horrible.
Oh, please, Gavin. Why do you always have to make a scene? It's like tapas night all over again.
No, these plates are too small. Oh, we have to share everything. Why is that waiter vomiting into your mouth?
That's not fair. The last one's way worse.
Oh, says the man who thinks olives are too exotic. Order the mild worms in a creamy sauce and be done with it.
I need to serve another table, so I'll give you a moment to decide. I've got the curried worms and the worm frites.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Janice, please. This is disgusting. I'm going to be sick.
Oh, Gavin. No, not him. Not on the table.
Are you ready to order now? Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but you can't bring your own food in here.
Well, that's another episode done, and we've all had a good time.
Some of us more than others, as you can hear.
We'll see you next week.
Not in the park.
Yeah, probably not in the park again.
Never again.
You know what sounds really good right now? That cocoa.
Seance Cast was written and performed by Charlie Dinkin and Zoe Tomlin, with additional material from Athena Kuglenu, Heidi Regan and Jen Ives. It was performed by Tassant Douglas, Namisha Odedra, Kyle Smith-Bino, Amy Gledhill, Alison Thea Scott, Amy Sutton and Jen Ives. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production. If you enjoyed the show, tell your friends about it, or all your teeth will fall out. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at seance_cast.